hot topic vandaag uiteraard. We kunnen er niet omheen. De Brexit. Vandaag stemmen Britten in een referendum over het mogelijke uittreden van Groot-Brittannië uit de Europese Unie. De meningen zijn erover zeer verdeeld, maar waar gaat het nu eindelijk over? Bij mij in de studio Kate Haverlick. En I hope that I'm pronouncing that right, do I?
Perfect.
En ze heeft haar roots in Groot-Brittannië, maar je woont al een tijdje in België. Je werkt voor de Europese Commissie. Zeg ik hello Kate of zeg ik dag Kate?
De twee, hallo, dag, bonjour.
Ja, hoe is het met jou Nederland?
Niet zo slecht, nee.
Ja, inderdaad. Yeah. But let's do the interview anyway in English. Could you vote yourself for the Brexit? There's the Leave camp, there's the Remain camp.
I'm just going to start by saying I can't call it Brexit because it's the referendum. Brexit implies that we are going to leave and I can't cope with that.
Okay, so let's call it the referendum.
Thank you. For me, I don't have a vote. I've been out of Britain longer than 15 years, so I don't qualify to vote in this referendum.
Do you regret it?
Yeah, I feel totally helpless. This is a massive vote. A really, really big decision that won't just affect Britain should they choose to leave the EU, but they will have far-reaching consequences on Europe, I think.
We can imagine. And you are in the front seat. You were working for the European Commission?
Yes, I do work for the European Commission.
I can so imagine that around the coffee machine in the morning or during lunch breaks, these days there's only one topic.
It is quite a hot topic. And what's very lovely is that nobody that I work with wants Britain to leave at all. That's a nice warm fuzzy feeling for me.
Mm-hmm. If Britain would decide to leave, since then they also leave the Commission and you'd be out of jobs?
Well, you see, this is the whole great big unknown. If we leave, what dot, dot, dot? Nobody can actually concisely, honestly, or properly say what will happen because it's unprecedented. There's lots of different speculative ideas going around, like we'll have a relationship like Norway does, or with the Canadians, with the EU. But how I see it, and this is really personal, I'm speaking as myself, not as an employee of anywhere. If you turn your back on 27 countries and expect to negotiate better trade deals, I think that's a really, really naive standpoint to take. It's just not going to happen. And this is a really big problem, I think, within Europe. Nobody really understands how Europe works. This is what I found very strange about the Remain campaign, that they haven't taken this opportunity to explain Europe better to the British.
Mm-hmm. Kate, you were also thinking about taking the Belgian nationality.
Absolutely 100% positive.
Why is that, in short?
I've been in Belgium a very, 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 very long time. I have two Belgian children. I'm very emotionally connected to Belgium. I love this country very much indeed. And now, with this referendum, I feel completely helpless not having a vote. And I thought, right, it's time that I have a voice and I can vote. And so the way forward for me in that is to become a Belgian.
And would you then consider giving up your British nationality, say the Leave camp wins this evening?
Well, that's a really, really big question. And I would have to think about it long and hard. And I don't know that I want to turn my back on Britain, though. But mm-hmm. It might be something I reflect on, depending on how it evolves.
Mm-hmm. The voting is going on right now. As we speak, British people can vote in favour or against the Brexit or the referendum, as you like to call it, Kate. How are you going to follow the referendum? What are you still going to do today?
Oh, well, I've got an evening planned, an all-night referendum result night.
No sleep for you?
No sleep till Brooklyn. So we're up all night. There's about 100-120 Brits and sympathisers and pro-Europe Brit, you know, fat friends all gathering and spending the night drinking tea, eating cucumber sandwiches and praying for a Remain.
Heel erg bedankt om even naar de studio te komen. Kate Haverlick, en tot de volgende keer.
Tot de volgende keer.